Now listen very carefully to this important message. It is called the tragedy of ingratitude. The tragedy of ingratitude. Any man who wages war against praises will be destroyed by praises. Anyone who wages war against gratitude will get into serious trouble. So listen very, very carefully. Sometimes what you think is a big problem is actually a small thing. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I read this powerful passage from verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. It's talking about the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. If you are there, say yes. Good. This know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. He didn't say may come. It shall come. And it's already here with us. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. He now said, unthankful. That is ingrate, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. From such, turn away. One of the major signs of the last days is ingratitude. The King James Bible calls it unthankful ingratitude. In Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Romans 1:21. Let's see what it says. Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And because of that, their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. All this because they were unthankful, they were ungrateful, they were ingrates. In Luke chapter 17, Luke chapter 17, many of us need to make restitution. Many of us need to do some very deep thinking. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. The lepers were not allowed to mingle with human beings. They kept them outside the city. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. Because that's what you are supposed to do. If you have been cleansed of leprosy, the priest has to check you up before you can mingle with human beings. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. But he was a Samaritan. All the Jews that come from where Jesus came from, all these people that vanish with their testimony, that vanish with their gratitude, that vanish without coming back to say, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are they now? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. The man collected double permanent blessing. Listen to me very carefully this morning. We're in our 70 days fasting and prayer now. And we have to be very, very careful so that everything God promised will come to pass. Ingratitude is one of the signs of the last days. And it has become so rampant these days. But what people don't know is this. Those who show appreciation, they don't suffer from depreciation. Once you appreciate, you don't depreciate. The company of the ingrate is the company of the inglorious. That is the blunt truth. That's why the book of Revelation says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and also by the word of their testimony. The company of ingrates is the company of the inglorious. Ingratitude is an insult to the Savior. Ingratitude, beloved, is a huge spiritual disease. We can be ungrateful to God. We can be ungrateful to fellow human beings. It's a strange world. Children fail to be thankful for their parents. And many children are complete ingrates. But if they could sit down to think, there was a time you, as a child, you were a defenseless baby in the hands of the parents. If a baby was born in the hospital and the mother just left the baby like that, no bathing, no food, no milk, the baby would die there. But somebody took a baby which is essentially helpless. You can't walk, they are backing you. You can't bathe, they are bathing you. You can't feed, they are feeding you. And you are getting stronger. You are getting stronger. You started walking. You smashed their television. You spoiled many things in the house. Then you became wise. Then they began to struggle. They got school fees for you. Sent you to school. And then one day, you now look at that father in the face. See, you are a madman. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long. The reverse is true. Dishonor your father and your mother, so that your days may be short. Some even take everything for granted. Say, I must have this, I must have that. I must have this, I must have that. A child told his father, he asked for school fees. He said, sorry, they have not paid salary. The boy said to him, when you know that you cannot finance children, why are you sleeping with mama to get pregnant? What a word. The man cried till daybreak. Parents also fail to show gratitude to their children and for the good things they accomplish. It's a strange world. A world of ingrates. Many couples, they don't appreciate each other. The husband does not know the value of the wife. The wife does not know the value of the husband. The man was going all over the place, writing love letters, kissing the woman up and down, up and down, up and down. Now the woman has become a toy or something like the fridge or television in the house. There is no difference between that wife and the stove and the fridge and the television and the carpet. I told a man recently, sir, if you have a wife who still goes to church, listens to the word of God, is praying, you don't know what God has done for you. After all, a woman came here that day. I said, I want to see your general overseer. Tell your general overseer that I'm chief magistrate, so and so. I want to see the general overseer. And I said, bring out magistrate. And she said, sir, I don't want to see the foolish legs of my husband in this church again. Do you understand? If he comes here again, I will deal with him. That's a wife. You still have a wife who is praying, who will listen to a pastor. Don't know anything yet. Ingrates. A company of ingrates. Employers and employees, sometimes they don't appreciate each other. Christians too are not sometimes thankful for each other. Christians and humans in general do not appreciate God's provision of grace and goodness for their life. They don't appreciate it at all. The psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So it's for the Lord's mercies that were not consumed. The reason why I see here is for his mercies that were not consumed. The spirit of ingratitude is a spirit that is dry, not easily moved by kindness, unwilling to be kind in return. Somebody has been kind to you, has been nice to you, but you repaid back with unkindness or with lack of appreciation. Ingratitude characterizes the wicked. And one man of God has called ingratitude the queen of evil virtues. If you fail in the area of gratitude, you are likely to fail in other virtues as well. Somebody has said, all sin is simply ingratitude. Ingratitude. And the first step of a civilization or an individual who is going towards disaster is ingratitude. Those who show God and man gratitude are never allowed to be grounded. Ingratitude is taking God for granted. But your gratitude commits God. Commits God. And you know, one with God is majority. And majority without God is still minority. Many of us have become experts at murmuring and complaining. When you murmur, when you complain, it brings destruction. It brings reduction. It brings recession. It brings opposition. It brings obstruction. That was the mistake of the Israelites. I'm praying for somebody here. Any deep pit that ingratitude has put you inside, receive deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. Ingratitude is always seeing the glass half empty instead of seeing it as half full. Somebody wants to thank God. No, thank God, at least there is water in this glass. It's half full. But ingratitude will say it's half empty. But the more gratitude you show to God, that gratitude changes your altitude. Your gratitude to God, your thanksgiving to God is a lifter. And no man can show gratitude and remain stagnant. The Bible tells us that gratitude opens the door for more. The apostle Paul and Silas were beaten. The Jews only allow 39 lashes of the cane at once. But the Romans can beat anybody 100, 2,000. They beat these people to nonsense. They had the right to say, God, you have disappointed us. You sent us there and you are punishing us. So we are not going to serve you again. But the Bible says, at midnight, the men started to thank God and to praise God. Their gratitude opens the door for more. Their gratitude released an earthquake of deliverance that not only broke their chain, but broke the chain of everybody. I pray for somebody here that this morning before you go home, the earthquake of deliverance will be provoked to help you. So gratitude, beloved, brings abundance and overflowing. Gratitude will turn scarcity to surplus. Gratitude brings the power of God down. This is a serious matter. But ingratitude is a greater sin than revenge. Revenge is payment of evil with evil. But ingratitude is repayment of good with evil. It's a greater sin. That is, you are not showing appreciation for the favor shown to you. Somebody gave a small boy following the mother in the sun a piece of orange. A piece of orange. And said, little boy, take this orange. And the boy took the orange and was going away. Mommy said, what do you say? What are you supposed to say to that man? The boy faced the man. Said, Mr. Man, peel the orange for me, peel the orange. The mother was expecting to say, thank you, sir. He was not going to say, peel it. Many of us are like that. God is angry with ingratitude. You must not only count your blessings, you must also consider the source of that blessing. Ingratitude is a weapon to recruit people into Satan's army, whereas gratitude spreads a healing balm. Ingratitude is a serious sin, and it has a mysterious spreading power. Lucifer was an ingrate in heaven and was able to transfer the ungratefulness to other angels. When you receive God's blessing and you do not worship Him, it's ingratitude. When you are giving credit that is meant to be for God to human beings, it's ingratitude. When you are taking the blessing of God for granted, it's ingratitude. When you are too overjoyed with a gift and you forget the giver, it's ingratitude. I remember the story I read about Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry was the man who wrote that commentary of the Bible. One day he got home from church and found that robbers had raided his house and took away his money and his property. So members of the church came to sympathize with him, but they found him laughing and praising God. He was praising God. Serious praises. And I said, "Brother Matthew, what's the matter?" He said, "I thank God because I was the one that was robbed. I was not the one that robbed people. Thank God I'm not a thief." That's thanksgiving. Gratitude. There is a divine anger and curses attached to ingratitude. Look at Proverbs 17:13. Proverbs 17:13. Proverbs 17:13. Say, whosoever rewarded evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Did you see that? Whosoever rewarded evil for good. He says, evil shall not depart from his house. It is a dangerous thing to be throwing stones into a well where you drank water before. You might find yourself back at that well one day. What am I saying to you this morning here? Ingratitude may be the reason why you are passing through some difficult times now. There are plenty of ministers who rebel against General Vassal, rebel against their bishop, rebel against the authority of the church they belong to. And some, when they now begin to go through troubles, people will say, their boss had placed a curse on them. No, nobody needs to place any curse. There are curses already attached to ingratitude. The Geo mountain of fire does not issue curses at anybody. So, but if gratitude is fighting you, not even I can help you. And it's a very, very serious matter. There are pastors, even from this our ministry, that came here when they could even hardly afford to buy a shirt for themselves. That even at that time, when the General Vassal was still working as a civil servant, he was using his civil servant salary to sponsor them. Then we now post them to mountain of fire abroad. And then Geo goes there to hold crusade. Sometimes in those places, Geo will start counseling at 4 a.m. in the morning and stop at 11 p.m. at night. Then people come for the crusade. So in the church where normally their offering in the service is $1,000, $2,000. During the crusade, it jumps to $10,000, $15,000. Then the eyes of these people shine like tiger. And immediately Geo leaves for Nigeria. They say, "I'm going away. I'm starting my own church." And they will scatter the sheep, confuse the congregation. They will take the people away. Unfortunately, in most of those areas, the level of Bible knowledge and Christianity is low. So they follow these rebellious people and things begin to happen. Look, listen very well. Sometimes when this gratitude now begins to fight, they will think somebody has issued curses. No curse. It's gratitude that is fighting them. Just like praises fought Michal, the wife of David. Same thing, gratitude fights. That September 11 day, when they flew aeroplane into the Twin Tower in New York and killed thousands, it may interest you to know that myself and Mommy Joe, who were in America that day, we had just finished a crusade, and we are inside a plane that was about to fly. I'm sure those guys were inside that plane too. All of a sudden, as the plane was running to take off, the pilot applied the brake, and the plane stopped. All of a sudden. And he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what is going on, but we just received instruction from government that no plane should fly. So we're not flying. We don't know when we're going to fly, but we're not flying again."
So we stayed inside the plane.
After 1 hour, they now had the picture. There was terrorists that was flying the planes. And there are plenty of them still inside those money planes. It was early money plane. I'm sure they were inside our own.
Then the plane now turned back. And they discharged everybody.
Within 10 minutes, the busy airport was desolate.
We were the only one left there, foreigners.
The pastor of MFM that we went to Holy Crusade did not bother to find out where we were. He didn't say, the people I drove to the airport, I hear that planes are crashing. Where are they? So we now hired a car to drive to the next crusade because no planes were flying again. Myself and Mommy Joe were inside that vehicle for 24 hours, traveling by road to a place that we normally should have flown to. So you find plenty of ingrates like this in the house of God. Listen, beloved. Wherever you are today, someone helped you. When you get born again, somebody either invited you or ministered to you. So somebody has helped you. You must never forget gratitude. And you must never be disloyal to those who help you, because it will backfire. It will certainly backfire. I think when God got born again, they used to teach us. We sing many songs, we don't sing again now. We don't sing many of those songs again. There's one song we used to sing. Let me try to remember. Make me loyal. Make me loyal. Make me loyal, oh Lord. In the morning, in the night, anytime when you come. Make me loyal, oh God. Make me loyal. Make me loyal. Make me loyal, oh Lord. In the morning, in the night, anytime when you come. Make me loyal, oh Lord. Sing it and let me hear you. In the morning, in the night, any time when you call, make me loyal. Close your eyes and sing it loud and clear. Make me Amen. I wish you could go back to those old songs we used to sing. Sort of the new ones. Bayeti Nkosi. That's another topic, don't worry. In the school of gratitude, there are different categories of people. Category number one in the school of gratitude are the people we call divine ingrates. They are ungrateful to God. Divine ingrates. The Bible says, if it was not God that had been with us, what will our Israel now say? If you are in this meeting this morning and you are above 40 or 45, the fact that you are alive today is a miracle. Amen. You were probably born without any medical assistance in a polluted environment, yet you survived. They lay you on your side as a baby and they make you to eat lying down, and you did not choke to death. You survived. If you do not eat the way you should eat, they will block your nose. Am I lying? They will block your nose and put the ogi by force in your mouth. They will compel you to eat by force. Yet you did not choke to death. You are alive. You survived. Those days, when people have fever, when they should take away clothes from their body, they will now wrap them with more clothes. Then convulsion will start. Then quickly they put spoon or finger inside the seat.
Yet, you survive.
When you were sick, maybe there is a dispensary in your village. Some of you in Lagos don't even know what a dispensary is. If I point to somebody in the corner, I say, what is a dispensary? It doesn't know. Dispensary. Maybe there's a dispensary in your village. Even the money they are charging for the dispensary, many cannot afford it. So what they do is to give you concoction to drink. The problem with concoction is that there is no dosage. And yet, you survived. Many of us grew up amongst witches and wizards. Inside terrible polygamous home. And they all stole your star. And yet, you survived. Many were sucking from the breast of witchcraft grandmother. And yet, you survived. Many times, you travel and you come back safe. You should really be grateful to God. Because all that needs to happen, you may be driving the right way. Somebody just drives from the wrong way to your own vehicle. You survived. Sometimes in places like Nigeria, there is always accidental discharge of bullets. Yet they were shooting in your street. You survived. So in spite of all these problems, you are still alive today. Is there somebody who wants to shout a loud hallelujah? Go to the police station. If you go to the police station, you find out how many cases are reported per day. Whereas not all cases come to police. So it's so easy to get into trouble. If two or three people go to police station and lie against you, they will have arrested you before you start clearing yourself. Many of you woke up this morning. You bathe yourself. You dress. Stood on your feet. So you take God so much for granted. How many of you know that if it was not for the mercies of God, you will not be here now? If you are like that, let me hear you shouting loud hallelujah. So sometimes we complain unnecessarily. So the first group is divine ingrates. If you belong to that group, repent. Beginning from today, repent. Be thankful unto God. That song writer says, when upon life billows you are tempest tossed, they count your blessings, count them one by one. The second group, we call them sink, where they pour water, in the school of gratitude. Those ones, is bring. You bring the swallow. They pay nothing back. But the day you now say, sorry, it's not available today, every good you have ever done to them is forgotten. We call them stink. Third group, we call them parasites. They are permanent demanders. Permanent demanders. I demand. And they never say a word of thank you. The fourth group is the blank group. They don't ever remember that anybody ever helped them. They don't remember at all. An armed robber broke into a house. And when he broke in, and he ran to the bed, he says, hey, stand up. When the woman stood up from bed, he found that the woman was the headmistress in his former primary school. He proceeded, he said, mommy. Mom, I'm robber processing. Mommy, how are you? Sorry, mama. But do you have any money? The man said, why are you greeting me? You are headmistress. If I'm your headmistress, why are you carrying gun to come here? I said, don't worry, mama. Do you have money, sir? I said, I have 200 naira. I said, that's enough. Bring it. Bye-bye. And he went away. Blank. Mindless. Five. We call them biters. They bite those who had fed them. Anyone who bites the fingers that have fed them. The Bible says, evil will not depart from the house of the person who... You are an apprentice. You are learning under somebody. And you are stealing his things.
You are biting the fingers that have fed you. When you now become your own master,
know for sure
the kind of apprentice you were is the kind of apprentice you will get. This is a law. 6. There are evil returners. They return what you do, they will return it with evil. 7. They are strategic forgetters. They will just decide to forget what the person has done. Forget it completely. 8. There is the hide and seek group. There was a time they were in trouble. Somebody helped them. Now the man who helped them before is now in trouble and ran to them for help. They will now be dodging from those helpers. Hide and seek group. 9. They are the generational offenders. Generational offenders. A Pharaoh that does not know Joseph again. Joseph that helped his brother. Didn't know him again. 10. Sugar in Greece. They are only friendly with you when things are smooth. It's when they can get from you, they are friendly. When they cannot get from you, very quickly, without thinking, they are going to somewhere else. 11. Envious in Greece. They are envious. 12. There is a covetous in Greece. One man died in America. Was a rich man. By the time he died, he left $100 million to charity. Then one of his brothers, who was a layabout, who was not serious at all, who had less than $10 in his account, the man gave him $1 million. Do you know that this one began to curse the man? Say, he gave $100 million to somebody. He gave me $1 million. He has only $10. $1 million is enough for poverty to be wiped out from the life of anybody if you know what to do. Even if he says he doesn't want to work again, he can survive on that before he dies. 13. That the complainants and the murmurers begin to murmur and murmur and murmur. Murmuring may attack the sympathy of people, but it attracts judgment from God. Murmuring will keep you on the same spot if it does not even destroy you. 14. Pride. The proud in Greece. They always believe that whatever they have, they work for it. Nobody has helped them. They owe nobody anything. Pride. The tragedy is now this. This is where we need prayers this morning. The tragedy is this. If you are an ingrate, you shut off your own destiny helpers. That's the first tragedy. Shut off your own destiny helpers. 2. If you are an ingrate, you short circuit your own progress. 3. If you are an ingrate, you invite divine curses and human curses. 4. If you are an ingrate, you magnetize evil to yourself. 5. If you are an ingrate, you mobilize evil angels against your life. 6. If you are an ingrate, you shut down the door of mercy against yourself. 7. If you are an ingrate, you will certainly miss the rapture and heaven, because it's part of the signs of the last days. 8. If you are an ingrate, your children suffer from lack of helpers. 9. If you are an ingrate, you will be paid back in your own coins. 9. If you are an ingrate, you will produce vain imagination and your heart will be foolish. 10. If you are an ingrate, you weaken your own spiritual life. Weaken your own spiritual life. 11. If you are an ingrate, you can cut off your healing of physical health or wholeness process. 12. If you are an ingrate, you hand over yourself to the enemy. 13. If you are an ingrate, you turn your own glory to shame. 14. If you are an ingrate, you invite God's curses. And finally, if you are an ingrate, you provoke the anger of God upon you and it can lead to destruction. An angel was sent on an assignment. The angel was not sent to Herod. But I think as the angel was passing by, he had people shouting, "The voice of God and not of man. The voice of God." He said, "In this place, which God?" And the angel went there. And saw his error that he's not giving glory to God. Just give him a small slap. And the man died of being eaten up by worms. What do you have to do this morning? Three things to do. One, repent. Two, repent. Three, repent. Rise up on your feet. And take your booklet. Just as God who reigns on high spoke to men in days gone by, so the Lord is calling men today. And my brother, this is true. Whatsoever he says to you, there is but one thing to do, just obey. Just as God who reigns on high spoke to men in days gone by, so the Lord is calling men today. And my brother, this is true, whatsoever he says to you, there is but one thing to do, just obey. Just obey. Just obey. In the way, God's way. When His mercy comes to you, there is but one thing to do, just obey. Just obey. If you are in the Savior's hand, you must do as He commands, for there is no other God's own way. Never pull the message back, never stop to reason why. When the Savior speaks to you, just obey. Just obey. Just obey. Is the way, God's way. When His mercy comes to you, there is not one thing to do, just obey. Just obey. If a man shall pass of flesh in the land beyond the sky, after time which you have passed away, though the way you may not see, Christ is falling, following me. Faith and deeds you see will cry, just obey. Just obey. Just obey. Is the way, God's way. When His mercy comes to you, there is but one thing to do, just obey. Just obey. Oh, Jesus, I promise to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master, my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. quietly now.
Oh, Jesus, I want to serve you.
Be thou forever near me.
Be thou forever.
I shall not fear the battle.
I shall not fear
if thou art by my side.
No wonder from the past will be my
last verse, loud and clear.
Oh, let me see that I'm in dance. Oh, I need dance. My hope to follow daily. My hope to follow is in thy strength alone. Is in thy strength. Oh, guide me, help me. Uphold me to the end. Uphold me to the end. I'm very, very still in my mind.
Let's close our eyes. Which session are we in now? Can we have our confession, please? I didn't ask you to read it from the book. You're supposed to memorize it. It's part of the program. Amen. Should it be too difficult to memorize 7 Bible passages for a year? It's part of the covenant of the program. All eyes closed. Perhaps you are here this morning. You have been ungrateful to some people. Ungrateful to your church. Some people, the church of God will train them to rebel against that church. Some will have been assisted by somebody and now rebelling against the person. All these will open us to attacks. Could you bow down your head? And if there's anybody who has helped you and you were not very nice to the person, ask the Lord to forgive you. If I've also been a testimony swallower, ask the Lord to forgive you too. I give you time to do that now before we pray any other prayer here today. Jesus is here and he has a purpose for bringing you here. This is mountain of fire. We are not here to play games. We are here for serious business. Amen. 7 prayers to pray. And I want you to pray it from your heart. The first one is this. I call it dream bullet. Many of the terrible things that happen in the physical, the spiritual will have taken place first. So with a voice as loud as thunder, you will shout this loud and clear. Say, I fire back every dream bullet. Don't negotiate with that prayer. Can I hear the sisters shouting it? Sisters, that voice is not loud enough. Can I hear you? Brothers, can you shout it loud? Everybody together now.
In the name of Jesus. Fire them back. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Second one. Say, hidden darkness. Jump out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, they must go. In Jesus, then we pray. This prayer will cause a great deliverance in the life of 1,200 persons. Make sure that you are one of them as you pray this prayer with holy anger. Powers of going round in circles. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus, I refuse to go around in circles. Jesus, Jesus, Bapata Kapala Basapele Kata, Ribasapanda Kayabo Shantara Basapalaba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, dark covenant. Covering my glory. Expire! In the name of Jesus. Something is happening already over there. Dark covenant covering my glory. Expire, 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 expire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making good progress. Suppose! Supervising my problems. You are a failure. In the name of Jesus. Just now the power of God. Now the power of God is coming upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is three in one prayer. Say, my Red Sea. Dry up. Can you say that and let me hear you? My Jericho wall. Fall down. Can you say those two things? My Goliath, die. Can you say the three things together? Die. My Jericho wall, fall down. My Goliath, die. Can you shout it again? Aha. Aha. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Unconscious curses affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Stretch your two hands towards this altar like the hands of somebody who is ready to receive a present. And let your amen roar like thunder as I pronounce these blessings upon your life. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Because blessings abound where you reign, and those who are in captivity are set free. Right now, only Father. As many answers are stretched forth here, blessings that will mesmerize your enemies, blessings that will shock even your friends, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The kind of breakthroughs that will advertise the power of God, receive that breakthrough now in the name of Jesus. The kind of breakthrough that unbelievers will see and they will say, let's follow you and serve your God. Receive it now. 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 Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Where you have had no voice, the Spirit of God will raise up a voice for you. In the name of Jesus. Before this new week runs to an end, you shall be a candidate of uncommon testimony. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.